Coming to you from Dujardin Elementary School in Bloomingdale, Illinois, this is The Roar Podcast, where we share the magic taking place for all learners. Today is Wednesday, September 12th, 2018, and I'm here with special guest, Mrs. Shannon Dyer.
Hi, everyone. Like Mrs. Eggert said, I'm Shannon Dyer, and I am a special education teacher.
Today we're going to be talking about student choice, and Mrs. Dyer does an unbelievable job of giving her students opportunities and finding different platforms for them to share their voice and for them to really take an active part in their learning and kind of in all aspects of their lives. So tell us a little bit about you, your philosophy, some of the things that you've done to really give students these incredibly unique opportunities.
So it started a couple years ago about having students be more active in their learning and their goals and their mindset. Really, we started out with having students participate in some aspect into their IEP meetings. And what that looked like for some students was them creating a Google slide with me presenting it. We've had students create Google slides where they've come in and presented it to the team and to their parents. Other students have done a Wii video. Some of them have done storyboard that and really explored just different avenues. My most recent thing that I wanted to tackle was having students have a tool to use for their own monitoring of their behaviors or their emotional self-regulation. I have a couple students that we do what we call think sheets with, and it's just a tool that they've done throughout their years here to self-monitor. Last year, I had a student that did it paper pencil, and we had it scheduled throughout his day. The beginning of this school year, he had expressed that he didn't really like doing it on this sheet. So I had sought out Miss Eggert to see how we could go about making this a digital tool for him. So we sat down and basically created his think sheet into a Google form that's something he can fill out throughout the day. And when we had started, I had asked her about how do we get him to be able to do this on his own time. And so she brilliantly came up with creating the Google Calendar, so he has got alerts on his Chromebook. When he opens his Chromebook up, it pops up for him as a reminder that he needs to fill it out. And I had asked him about a week into it on feedback on what he thought about it and, you know, what he liked about it, didn't like about it. And he said that he really liked doing the Google form better. He said it's quicker for him, it's less intrusive to his day. Whereas before, I would come in and check in with him, and he would have to leave his desk space and come in the back of the room with me and check in with this book. Now he's just able to open his computer, do it when he has a chance, and it instantly goes up into a spreadsheet so that everybody that supports him can see it at any point. So I think it's been a very valuable tool for him.
Talk about maximizing learning time for these students. And then, I mean, for this student in particular, he's so savvy with technology. So why not tap into his world and make it something that is simple and friendly for him, and it's not some laborious kind of task? If I'm a teacher and I want to set something up like this for a student, would you say that this was like so much work? Like, once you create the form, it's kind of done. Is that correct?
Absolutely, and we've actually transitioned it to a couple other students that are a younger age. And this was my first experience with Google Forms. I had no idea how to do it, didn't know what to expect. And after I had met with you that first time we created it, I've been able to create three other ones for kids in different grades, different abilities and functioning for them to utilize as well. So it's been awesome. And I also did Google Forms for co-taught things. So I've branched out, taking risks.
Yes, that's because Mrs. Dyer is a rock star. You've created one of these for a kindergarten student.
Yes, we simplified the questions, and with the use of BoardMaker, I was able to put language in there that was supportive of her and so that she's able to do it independently. I put picture supports in there using BoardMaker that she's familiar with to help her with her own self-regulation.
There's you know, for those of you that are super familiar with Google Forms, you probably, this all makes sense to you. For those of you that are a little bit more new, you can add pictures into Google Forms, which is huge for this visuals, especially when there's different colors involved in monitoring and the different zones that you're in and different things like that. And then all of the students' data is entered and then transferred automatically into a spreadsheet where then the teachers can take a look at all of their data and use that data for their meetings, for discussions, and again, to make sure that their goals are helping to meet their students' needs. Maybe sometimes teachers are scared or they're unsure if their kids can do it or if they can handle it. So how do you address that? What do you do?
I feel like it's, you never know if you can do it until you try. And what's the worst outcome that you're going to have? You crash and burn, or you learn from it? I mean, it's just like that growth mindset. Like, mistakes are proof that you're trying. Like, try it. Ask for student voice. Ask for their input. Ask them their thoughts. Often our students are a lot more savvy and tuned into their needs than we give them credit for. So really allowing students to have a voice and ownership in their learning. That's what we want all students to become, is independent thinkers, different types of learners. And that's what this allows them to do in so many different ways. And I've kind of taken on a new philosophy this year. It's like, if you can think it, you can do it. I mean, the students can do it, you can do it. I bet if you went to some of your students and said, I'm thinking of this as something we would try, some of them are gonna be like, Mrs. Dyer, I already know how to do that. Let's do it this way. So there's so much that they can do that I feel like we're so used to having control and holding on to the reins. Let go of those reins, take risks.
What unbelievable advice. I mean, it's truly inspirational. The teachers that get to work with people that have this mindset are so, so lucky, but it's really the students, because their doors are just open for them, like for their own success. And then it makes it that much more sweet when they do find those moments to succeed and to celebrate, because they've done it on their own.
Absolutely. And it makes it authentic to them. It really does. And I, like I said, they're not special needs students. They're different thinkers. And we need to learn to be different thinkers also. I mean, there's so much different about the way education systems are today versus what they were when we were going through the school system.
So true.
And really embracing that. And I know it can be a bit scary. I mean, I'm scared of it sometimes. You know, I'm a control freak and I like things in order. But like I said, like, I was nervous too, and I sought you out and I was like, let's try this. Let's see how it works. And, you know, there's things that we've done throughout, you know, the course of it that we've had to tweak, but that's a learning process. You learn, you grow, you get better.
Amazing, amazing. I think it just goes to show that giving all students a voice is so important, and it's things like that that's really going to change the learning landscape of our classrooms and then really prepare these students for anything in the future, anything they want it to be. Mrs. Dyer has been so nice to share some of the examples of students' work, whether it be in terms of their presentations at IEP meetings or the Google form that she was referencing, and even how that data looks in the spreadsheet. So if you click on the link included in this podcast, it will take you to a blog post to make sense for you and to kind of visualize what everything looks like. Mrs. Dyer, thank you so much for being a part
thank
of
you.
The Roar. And for sharing everything that you do. It's truly incredible. And we hope that you're taking away something from our conversation, and that you too can start to make the changes and make learning awesome for all students.
Yes.
We are so proud of the great learning taking place at DJ. If you have any questions, please email us at jeggert@sd13.org, and we'll be sure to get right back to you. We'd also love to hear any ideas that you have. Let's put our heads together. Thanks for listening. This has been The Roar, signing off.